Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. Yeah, baby, Friday. We're going to get you all the way to go home time on a Friday afternoon. But in the meantime, it's hour two, and we still got more stuff to talk about, so I've been doing this this dipper that I call hot takes. It's where I've got a series of stories, some of which seem to almost stand alone. They weren't a whole dipper by themselves, but they were really worthy of note. And so I just gave you a few. But this one, this next one is not just a hot take. It's also a home fry because it's right here in our backyard. And I'll be honest with you, it's also right down the street from where I'm sitting right now. So yesterday afternoon, the Southern Poverty Law Center, of all groups, that radical left-wing activist group out of Montgomery, Alabama, that's got national impact and makes millions of dollars that it keeps in offshore accounts and fights for everything that's liberal and progressive, they brought a group called Read Freely Alabama, which is a misnomer because they don't want you to read freely. They just want you to read liberal. And so this is a group that's fighting to keep sexual content in front of children at the libraries. All that said, they had a town hall last night. Got a little interesting. Well, somebody who is extremely well-versed in all these things is our friend Amy Minton. So Amy Minton is a friend of mine from, you know, a while back now, and she's actually running for my old Senate seat. She's a candidate for Senate District 10 in the Alabama State Senate, but she is also a member of the Alabama Public Library Service Board, which has been battling over this whole sexual content in the children's section thing for a while. That's enough of me talking. Let me just bring in my friend Amy Minton. Amy Minton, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Phil.
Absolutely. All right. Listen, sister, I got a post that you put up on Facebook. First of all, the APLS, the library board, you guys did a whole public comment thing. People chimed in. How do you feel about, you know, all the sexual content in the children's section versus, you know, not? Give us, first of all, the quick rundown of how that went.
Well, I will say, first of all, thank you to all the people across the state of Alabama, from every church, every pastor, every group. I'm talking about just random grandmothers that sat down and wrote handwritten letters expressing their concern about the over-sexualization of our children. This was not a group of people writing in form letters. This was individual people from all over the state of Alabama, overwhelmingly in support of this amendment, saying they do not want this gender ideology and transgender ideology forced on their children and young adults. So I was very pleased with the result. I actually looked letter by letter. I stayed after the public hearing comment time and just went through every letter myself because I wanted to see exactly what these letters said. And I'm proud once again to be from the state of Alabama for so many individual people taking time to speak out.
Well, and I know you got, that's big response. In fact, I think it's also a testament to the work y'all are doing and the attention y'all are bringing. I say you and John Wall and other members of the board are taking the fight to them on this and really taking your position seriously. Because I think I would say that up until most recently, and granted, I know you personally, but I don't think I ever knew who was on the library board. I don't think I cared.
Right.
But now it's become a battleground. And the fact that you guys got 8,000 responses, of which 80% or more were, you know, obviously leaning towards the conservative view that y'all have, that's huge.
Yes, yes. And, you know, one thing I will say, too, a lot of people, when they hear we're talking about the public library, their immediate response is, oh, I'm going to tune that out because I don't go to the public library. But I would argue that this is happening in our public libraries, but it's also happening on Netflix and Disney Channel and in a higher education. And so it is everywhere. It is an indoctrination being pushed on our children. So please, if you don't let anyone hear this and say, oh, this doesn't apply to me because I don't go to the public library.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's not just the public libraries. We've dealt with it in school libraries, which are public many times. But we've also, you know, there's been a whole lot of discussion about, you know, what happens when the libraries resist, and that's still your tax dollars that are going into it. And that's it's amazing. By the way, I want you to know I just got a text in. We're waiting to find out who it was because it's a brand new texture. All they said was, God bless Amy and the APLS board who understand common sense. So there's that.
Awesome. Yes.
but listen, there's a group that's been fighting y'all along the way. They call themselves Read Freely Alabama. By the way, that person just texted in, his name is Carissa from Athens, just so you know.
Awesome. Thank you.
But Read Freely Alabama, which I find to be an odd and unusual name for them because of the things they talk about. Read Freely held an event last night in Gadsden, sponsored in part by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And all those people that sent in the 7,000 good letters that you talked about, they referred to them as crazies. Your thoughts.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the Balm Box comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need balm.
And let me correct you a little bit. It was almost 9,000.
Oh, wow.
I have to say almost 9,000, yes. But the thing I find interesting about this is this has zero, nothing to do with race. As a matter of fact, there are several different ethnicities on the APLS board that actually helped pass this ruling. And so this has nothing to do with race. So when that came up, I thought it was interesting because we're actually pushing for exactly opposite of that. Just like Psalms 139:14 says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. That is what we are encouraging. The race you were born, the person you were born to be, the sex you were born to be, learn to enjoy that and be fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't try to surgically manipulate or change it by gender-affirming care. So if you hear it's about race, which is what the Read Freely people are now trying to promote because basically they're losing this battle and so they decided to go down that route, then please shut that down quickly. And that could be the place. Everybody listen right now. That could be the place if you want to stand. Start right there. This is not about race at all.
Well, and I'm so glad to hear it. And they also make it out to be that it's, you know, a bunch of Christian activists. Well, you know what? Christians, yes. Activists, this means we're getting busy. But I did see, too, the interesting thing, 1819 News has an article on this whole event last night with the SPLC coming to Gadsden, Read Freely Alabama. And at some point, one of their supporters stood up and said she's ready to go ahead and ban the Bible. And saying, if you're going to do all this, we're going to ban the Bible. And I thought their name was Read Freely Alabama, but now they're talking about banning the Bible of all things. Your thoughts on that?
Exactly. Well, that is the same type of tactics they're wanting to use. Now, I will say this amendment does exclude religion. So I also find it interesting that several of these libraries now are trying to get a progressive Bible in, which encourages some of the gender ideology. So, you know, evil, it's a battle between light and dark, and I think everybody needs to see that. But I also will encourage the many people that went to the Charlie Kirk rally, the thousands and thousands of people that stood up with the candles and wearing the T-shirts. You know, this is your time to stand with us. Stand for what the Bible says. Stand for what Charlie Kirk said, and be bold and vocal anytime you have a chance to speak out.
Well, outstanding. Well, listen, going back to the APLS board, what's the status right now? Is there a meeting in November when you're going to make the change or the vote on the change?
Yes, November the 20th, we will vote on the amendment officially to codify it into law. and then it will have to go through the LSA committee for them to review it legally. Now, we do have the Attorney General's a seat at the APLS board, so the Attorney General's office works with us. We don't present anything without passing it through them.
Yeah.
So this is not just something we are randomly throwing out there. And again, I would say this is not the APLS board making this decision. This is coming from the opinion of the majority of people across the state of Alabama. Hmm. So when Reed Freely likes to say the APLS board or Chairman John Wall is making this decision, no, I would encourage them to look at all the individual letters of the majority of people making this decision.
Outstanding. So, great point. Go ahead.
Yes. So to what you're saying, on November the 20th, we will do that. We will also appoint the official, or look into appointing the official library director. We've had an interim in place.
Oh, yeah.
And so once this official library director gets in place, they will help us pull these policies through on a daily basis to be able to evaluate each library on a daily basis and help us clean these libraries up.
Well, that's okay. Listen, that's huge. We're going to cover the story when the time comes. And that's nothing but good stuff. I, by the way, I really appreciate the work that you're doing, that John Wall has been doing. I appreciate the fact that y'all have taken the heat and kept doing the job anyway. Good on you. And thank you for being a warrior for the cause.
Thank you. And I'll also say, if I am elected to your Senate seat, I will continue to stand this same way because of my faith and the things to which Alabama believes.
Well, and that's a great point. And I wanted to make sure that I gave you a minute or so to talk about that. So the campaign is underway. You're a primary candidate on the Republican Party side, running against an incumbent for Senate District 10. How's that going? What's your time with peeps out there like when you're out there campaigning, and how can folks find out more about you?
They can find out more about me by going to Amy Minton for AlabamaSenate.com, and that's FOR, Amy Minton for AlabamaSenate.com. Anybody is welcome to follow me on Facebook, Amy Dozier Minton. The campaign trail itself is wonderful. You know, you can't find better people than the people of Alabama and District 10. And I'm honored to have received the Alpha endorsement. So I'm fully committed to our farmers and just to the majority of the wonderful, great people across District 10. A lot of hardworking people that I want to provide servant leadership and help them any way I possibly can.
Well, I believe that. I know you personally, so I believe that. But Amy Minton, thank you for your time, and keep us posted on what's going on. And if somebody wants to ban the Bible, we'll fight that too. How about that?
Definitely. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Take care, Amy. All right, that's good stuff. We're taking a break right now. I ran long on purpose, but we'll come right back and put a wrap on this one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.